So we made it to 149. Baruch Hashem. Says a Schwartz.
What's the
gematria? 149. I don't work it out before.
You always have some gematria.
Not always. I'm not there. I don't know. It's one more than Pesach.
It's right.
Pesach with the kolo. Until this point, we've dealt with Yiras HaOnesh, whether in Gehenna or in this world. Right? The Yiras HaOnesh of Gehenna that's going to cleanse us, or the Yiras HaOnesh in this world that's supposed to fear us into serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. But in fact, there are five levels of Yira. There's really five levels of Yira, and this is going to take us into the next sugya. Yira of punishment and suffering. Number one is the Yira that we've been discussing. The lowest level of all, which the Zohar Kaddish, I think, doesn't, he says it's not even really Yira. It's not even Yiras Hashem.
So what is it?
Yiras HaOnesh. You're fearing punishment.
That different than Hashem?
Yeah, you're fearing punishment. You're fearing the stick. But you're not focus is not on that. You're fearing the stick. You're not fearing the man holding the stick. Not that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a man, but it's a total lack. It's a Yira, but it's not Yiras Hashem. That's what's called Yiras HaOnesh. Mm-hmm. Yira of punishment and suffering, which was explained above. Even though Rav Schwartz tried to turn it into, he tried to show the true depth of Yiras HaOnesh, which is remembering its fear of punishment, which is coming from a loving God. But still, the fear is created by the punishment, which is the thing, not the mashal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Number two, Yira for one's honor, which means when a person is afraid of being embarrassed. Right? A person works hard because he's fearful that if he doesn't, he's going to end up being embarrassed. As Chazal say, each person is singed, burned by his friend's canopy in Olam Haba. Each person in Masil Sram, I think, already says this, right? Everybody's going to have a spot in Olam Haba. And already now, you know that everybody's going to know what your madrig is. And therefore, you're fearful of the ultimate embarrassment by you sitting on a lower rung. So therefore, you don't do in this world, or you do things, meaning you perfect yourself because of that fear of embarrassment. Okay. Three, Yira of a lack of shlemus. A person is fearful that he's not going to be able to have his personal shlemus. Now we're getting a little bit more refined. When one recognizes that perfection is dveikus to Hashem, he fears that his sins will prevent him from attaining this dveikus. Right? A sin takes you off the shlemus dveikus path. And he likes this path. This is good. This is what I'm supposed to be. He's always fearful of sin because it will take him away from his tachlis of life. These three aspects of Yira are mentioned in Mesil Sesharim and the Perek of Zahirus, of watchfulness. This is the highest of the three, the Yira of lack of shlemus, according to, at least in the lower realm, according to Mesil Sesharim. But then there's a fourth Madrega, Yira of and awe of Hashem's exaltedness. See, now Yira is not anymore a fear. It now takes on another level. You have to learn Pnimius. It's not right. It goes from Yira to Noira. The Yomim Noiraim are not days of fear. They're days of awe. Right? It's a different Indian totally. Yira of awe of Hashem's exaltedness. We call Yira Saromimus, Hashem's exaltedness, Romimus, His greatness. When performing a mitzvah, he fears that he might not be doing it properly and thus detracts from the honor of the king. So it's really you and now Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not you and yourself anymore. The first three madrigas are about you. I don't want to get punished. I don't want to be embarrassed. And I want my perfection, which is the best of the three, of course. I want to be perfect for Hashem. But it's I. Now we're turning, it's not I anymore. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's honor. I don't want to mess up because it would be a hit to Hashem's honor. And I don't want to mess up. Hashem's everything. That means it takes a deeper perception of godliness. That's why Yira again, Re'iyah. Yira and Re'iyah. The more you see the Borei Olam, the more you can be in awe of him. See doesn't mean physically, obviously, with your eyes. It means the perception, the senses, the pinimius. And five, Yira of sinning, which is called Yira Sachet, not Yira of punishment, Yira of sinning. He always fears that his deeds may diminish the honor of the king of the world. It's not even like a part of mitzvah. It's just that his every moment, he doesn't want to take away from the Kavod Hashem. It's a higher, it's four and five are very similar, but five is even higher because it's a constant. These two last aspects are described in Seals of Sharma, the chapter of fear of sin, which is much, much towards the end of the Sefer. First half of the Sefer until Nikias, that's the first, I don't know, there's 9 or 10 chapters, is like for the boys. This is what you have to do. You're Eved Hashem. This is how you have to live. And then when you start Precious, Chassidus, Kedusha, and it goes higher, you're Sachet, that's already for the men. That's already, you have to be a real Eved Hashem. And that's not obligated upon everybody. That's already, you want to grow. First for Madrigas, you have to. This is being an Eved. Nothing to talk about. But when an Eved goes from I have to till I want to, that's where the second half of Masil Zasharm is. And that's where it turns not about me anymore. It turns about HaKadosh Baruch. We will not deal here with fear of losing one's honor in the world to come. Most people do not naturally sense the honor granted in the higher world. It's hard to appreciate that, unless you want to piggyback off this world. You know what it feels like to not have honor in this world, but it's like low level. But no. Since it's a perception of the soul, to feel what's going to be in Olam Haba, it's very difficult, as it was to try to feel what Gehenna is going to be like. That's why we had to leave that. You didn't feel what Gehenna is like, but that's why we had to use our Amuna and Dveikus to try to work on the Yira, of the Yiras HaOnesh of Gehenna. As with Yiras HaOnesh, it would be necessary to employ the imaginative faculty to attain this, right? To imagine what it would be like sitting in Olam Haba, which the whole thing is crazy, because anything in this world that you're imagining is bound by Olam Hazeh type of things. What are you going to imagine? Malachim floating around?
No idea.
It's like, so it's not so kedai. Since this is difficult for most people, we have not elaborated on it. Some people, however, naturally pursue honor, and it'll be easier for them. Right, the people who are covet seekers, if somehow they decided they want to be really, like, deeply Ovdei Hashem, and they want to somehow, in their past life, they knew what it felt like to run after honor. If you're running after honor right now, like Lamaisa, it's going to be very difficult to actualize these levels. You're all about yourself. You're not even learning a Sefer about Emunah. But if someone would have a certain feel of what it feels like to be honored, run after honor, embarrassed when you didn't get the speaking slot, you know, that you coveted so much and you thought it should be you, and it hurt you and embarrassed you and you were flooping around, and why that guy, and all these other types of honors that people get stuck in. It's a serious thing. It happens all the time. And no one usually admits it, because that would be embarrassing for you to admit that you're actually bothered, right? So this person who's really running after honor is really eating himself up. He can't even admit it, because admitting it would be a lack of covet. So he can't even, right, admit that he's a loser.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That's what people... They mamash eat themselves up. It's chaval. And everybody has felt it in some way. Not everybody, but many people have felt it in some way in their lives at some point. Why that guy? Why this? But some people, it's a serious issue. And it's constant. And it's a chaval. Because they can't even get help. Because they can't ask for help.
It's kind of embarrassing. When you notice it.
What?
It's fun when you notice it.
In yourself or others?
In others, that's like...
In yourself?
Yeah.
As if you have the right eyes. Not everybody finds it so fun.
Put on the Beatles song, I'm a Loser.
I don't know. I'm not holding on these the Beatles. Time. Make this louder. I can't hear this man. He's walking.
Hold on.
Those lyrics will give you some...
Okay, one more time.
Sam. Oh, he walks
by? I'll no, say, just I'm going through head. Something right now, and this was like spot on, because I'm like, yeah, I guess this is... I'm thinking that I should be respected in this way, or given the recognition in this way, and I'm not.
And
so
then it hurts.
What, right. Sam, you're already honored at the dinner. What are you talking about?
He was? When was this?
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm being funny.
That's a good way to
not
care.
Everything is about Ish Kodesh, Josh. Relax.
He wanted to speak for Ellie. He wanted to be the Malcolm. Malcolm is so tall. Say. You can't stop him. Yeah, but no.
What?
No. But that's the thing with, I mean, each of these... Recovering. I mean, we're getting off the topic. We're not really supposed to be talking about COVID right now. We can talk about whatever we want, but the Indian of COVID, as every Indian in Midos, everything's a whole world. It's a whole world. It's so much. And COVID is... Woo!
It deals right at your ego.
What?
It deals right to your ego.
Right to the ego.
Is it
right
normal to refer to your ego as a third person? Is that like a normal thing to do?
This is my ego?
The point, as Sam was just saying, he noticed that he was supposed to be honored. When he noticed that and he came to that realization, or when I come to the realization, I'm like, I point to that consciousness as something that's not me necessarily, or like...
I think that's what we're taught.
I don't know.
It's not you. That's what we're taught. It's not you.
Okay.
The Yetzer Hara makes us think it's us. The eating from the Yetzer Hara makes us think it's us, but it's not really us. It's not really us. So when you start speaking about it in third person, you start to separate yourself, at least in Dibur. Right? Don't trick yourself. You have to actually be. But that's a way of trying
when
to
you
separate.
Notice it, you can't. There's no tricking. Like, you see it.
It's no person can say, this is me. What do you mean? When you notice it inside you, this is me. I'm a covet seeker. That's classically how a person recognizes it. What do you mean? He doesn't think naturally, oh, look at that gaiva thing that's inside of me that's paying rent in my heart. They don't speak like that. It's me. Right? You've already been learning many times about how the Yetzer is not really you, and we should be speaking about it in that way. That's not who I am. And start distancing ourselves from that. Okay, it still has a little bit of a hold on us. We have to work on that, but that's not really who I am. It's not really my neshama. That's a klipa of the neshama. It's a what's the word? It's an imposter of the true honor. But that's the most, I can't say the most important part, but at least the beginning stages of working in Midas, you have to recognize that you have the problem. If you don't even recognize it, there's nothing to start with. You're just lost in that world. Even recognizing it is actually halfway to the tikkun. Or as G.I. Joe used to say,
half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. I remember he's the end of the G.I. Joe. I don't remember
really?
Watching.
Is that what he said?
The end of the TV show, always. And I feel like Rebecca can quote TV shows.
G.I. Joe, I don't remember that.
It's at the end, it flash on the screen. Like, knowing is half the battle.
It's probably Yid who came up with that line.
It's true. Yeah. Knowing is half the battle because that's the mochen. Now, okay, now we're going to meet this. Okay, it's only a third of the battle. But if you don't know, then how do you even start?
Right.
It's so important. So a person shouldn't be like, see, this is what happens. Classic Yitzhar. Oh, look at me, I'm such a, he notices he's such a Baal Gaiva, or he's a Baal Kavod, or Baal Taiva, whatever it is. Guy's like, oh man, he comes to terms, like, wow, I'm such a Baal Kavod. Like, wow, I really am running after this Kavod. Wow, I'm such a loser. And then what does he do? Takes a deep dive. When in fact,
he gets depressed.
Yeah, or down on himself, and whatever. When in fact, what should happen? I'm such a Baal Gaiva. Gewalt, now I can work on it. It's totally opposite of how we do it. Because it really goes in a deeper layer than your active thinking, right? The active thinking of, I'm about COVID, whatever.
So you're subconscious.
What's in the deeper layer of thinking? Are you optimistic about life? Or are you pessimistic about life? Are you positive about yourself? Or are you negative about yourself? You have a self-confidence or you have a low self-esteem? If you have a low self-esteem, you have pessimism, you have negativity, you want to schar in this world, it's going to go down. But if you have that positivity bias, again, it comes with a lot of other things, but if you fall, exactly. Wow. I remember one time, and I'm not embarrassed to say, I was in Yeshiva Gedol, and I was, whatever it was, I was doing something there, and I had an epiphany. At the moment I was doing it, I started thinking about something. I'm like, I am doing this for complete gaiva. This is like 10 years ago. I don't know, 50, 12 years ago. I was doing, and it was like, because I was learning a sefer, actually this sefer, I talked about it recently, I was learning with somebody. It's called Sefer Olam Midas. So my head was in the world of Midas, and I was thinking, right? You wanted your head to be somewhere. And I was thinking about Midas, and I was always thinking about these things. It takes a zechus from Shemayim to then, like, what you're learning on the page to, like, go into your body, which is called Das. And I remember I was doing something, and it hit me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. The entire motivation, because I proved why it was I doing it now and not then, and I started asking myself, why am I doing it now and not before and not then when no one's looking? Like, oh, my gosh. I'm purely motivated by Gaiva. And it was that moment that everything just shifted. Everything just changed. That one second. Because once you recognize, I don't want to be doing it for that reason. So once you recognize how silly it is, you just, the whole thing turns around. Now, I still want to do it because the Zach was still a good thing. But now I want to just, the whole motivation just changed. It was like in a second. But that doesn't always happen that way. But you need to recognize first. That's the point. If you don't recognize, how are you gonna?
You were makabel it also at that moment, like because you're working on it. If you were,
yeah, I wanted to. It was a big stress. Right. It was even as close that I was even ready to be makabel it. Like, all these things come from Shemayim. You try your best, but once the Kodesh Baruch Hu decides it's gonna work for you, then it ain't gonna work for you. You have to always daven to be open to these things. But yeah, covet, uwa.
So how do you tell the difference between covet and, let's say, I know we're going deeper in this, but like you get positive feedback, right? Like, say you're working at a job, the guy comes over, he goes, "Buddy,
job."
So you feel good about it. So it depends what you do with that.
It's
thank God.
You can work through those things probably on yourself. Meaning you're smart enough, it's logical.
Yeah, no. It's something to think, that I think about all the time though.
If you don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture, and you recognizing that the talents came from him, where are you going to go with that? If you have nowhere to put the energy, energy is coming at you. Let's say a compliment. Let's say if you have nowhere to put that. Also, I mean, of course, a person needs to feel good about himself. Mm-hmm. But if that's all where it goes, it's probably going to turn into at some point into gaiva. But if you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you, this is why this sefer, I'm telling you, this is the tikkun klali of everything. And you really have emunah and you really have dveikus. You have somewhere else to put that energy. I mean, I am a great messenger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if we called him, yes? Mm-hmm. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Jew that ever lived. He brought down the Torah. He had the stick. He did everything. How could he be the Anuv Mikol Adam? I'm not saying he was about Gai V'chashan, but the Anuv Mikol Adam, he was the mamash, the biggest. That's hard. To be the biggest and be the biggest Anuv. But if a person thinks 100%, I'm just an Eved Hashem, and if Hashem spoke Mitoch Grono, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not even me, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. The few times that Hashem didn't speak through his mouth, Kilu, he got angry and he got upset and he got in trouble, right? Hashem is medaktik on the tzaddikim. But when you see yourself as a messenger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that you have, all your abilities are from him, all your successes are from him, all the accomplishments are from him and for him, and to be able to just do your shlichus in this world, you have the ability to, right, to take the compliment in the proper way, to continue your shlichus, but it's still shlichus. Mm-hmm. The second you start to think that it's not a shlichus, you're the boss, that's where the problem is. And it's very slight. It's very, very slight. And you have to really be catching yourself. All work in me, it's very subtle. It's not as simple as we've once learned. Like, oh, learn Mesilas Yesharim about it. Covet is bad, covet is this, covet is that. It's very deep. How are you thinking? How are you feeling? You have to notice your feelings. You have to notice your thoughts. Right? You really want to tell somebody about what you did. You have this desire. Why? Why do you want to tell somebody about your accomplishment? So could it be altruistic? But maybe not. You have to question your motivations. Yeah, you have to say why am I thinking like this?
If you're with like a friend, one guy, I'm saying having tichas chaverim is a different thing than if you're going to a group of guys and going, guess what I just did?
Or maybe it's not.
Who says? That's a real conversation.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Just because it's one guy in tichas chaverim and it's in the context of frum and adarav. Who says?
How you, I hear you.
It all depends. I'm not judging anybody, but only a person will know really why he's doing things, and you have to catch yourself. Okay.
Better not to say anything then.
Generally, it's probably better not. Yeah, but once in a while, the person does also need. He does need some respect from other people. He does. Mm-hmm. So even if once in a while you have to lower yourself and get some cut from the outside, it's better than holding yourself back and then ended up breaking and becoming depressed because no one notices anything you do. So you have to also know sometimes to use the Yetzirah in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's also like the fake Anava.
It's good to be in this world because it's good to be thinking this way. That's why to be really in a sefer of midos, even just thinking about it, even being in your head, like I was giving like a little bit of intensity yesterday, that if you're not working on the thing, then what are you doing? But I did say, even just learning about it, getting your head in it, sometimes you are zocha to a certain thought, and your head is cleansed a little bit. And you could question yourself, was I doing that out of gaiva? Or was I doing that out? Even that thought, it's massive. How many people are thinking like that? This is what we want to think about. We want to clarify our motivations. We really want to even notice them. Because right? That's the inner world. That's the Olam HaPanimi. It's a lot of what we've been discussing in Inyan Nafshi. What am I really motivated by? Is it Hashem? Or is it Ani? And sometimes we think it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really just myself. Okay, let's finish this up.
We can start from the beginning tomorrow.
No, we're going to finish up. It's tomorrow's also Friday. So we have to finish. What?
We can start over.
Da, da, da. And then this is just a hagdama. We have to move on. Okay, again, so to imagine what your seat's going to be like in Olam Haba and be embarrassed by that, it's too hard since this is difficult for most people. We have not elaborated on it. Some people, however, naturally pursue honor. That's where we got stuck. And it would be easier for them because they know what it feels like and therefore they could feel the embarrassment and they can work on themselves in this world so they have a better spot in Olam Haba. Others would need to invest a great deal of time in it. It seems that most people in our generation would be best advised to work with Yerusha Onesh and fear of lacking perfection, numbers 1 and 3, and not deal with fear of losing one to honor. Our time in this world is brief, and we have much work to do. It would require too much time for most people in our generation. Mm. Okay. Listen, we have a lot to work on. Mirtz Hashem, we will continue this on Monday.
Is a step up in the, she was saying, you want to share something with a friend, but if it is, it is an aspect of gravity, but if you talk about the aspect of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Rebbeinu Shlomo enabled this step, whatever it is, like, A, is that like the highest Madrega, or B, is that just like a step in like an aspect of like...
Highest Madrega, who knows? Who knows? But it's better. Right. It's better. But just beware of the Yitzhahara that will try to make a person pretend that he's from, because he's adding Kaddish Baruch into it, but he's really... No, it's two pages. You're not paying attention. It's 2 pages.
You didn't tell me that in the laughter.
Right, so you have to just know... Again, Moshe, again, it's all the motivations. It's all about the motivations.